May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, after the service, will be the 58th annual meeting of St. Catherine of Alexandria Episcopal Church. And every year at this time, we stop, take a look back at what we have done and been together, and look forward to the coming year. Also, every year we have the service, at least in recent history, we have the service at 9 o'clock, so everyone is confused. So we may have some people coming in at 10. I don't know if anyone was here at 8. I wasn't here quite that early. But here we are together. 2014 was a very good year at St. Catherine's. So many good things happened here with and for this congregation and for our ministry in the world. Many of them are written down in the annual meeting report, which will be given out at the annual meeting in the parish hall directly following the service. I will only be able to mention a few of them in the sermon, so please do read the report. It's an important time for us to gather, particularly because we have three different service times. We don't always have a chance to see each other, but it's an important time at the annual meeting to come together, celebrate our life together, and elect our new vestry and delegates to annual convention. First, though, let's go back to the gospel for today for a few minutes. It begins with John the Baptist having been arrested, and Jesus begins his public ministry. "It is time," he says. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Jesus calls Simon and Andrew and James and John out of their normal lives into a new life with him. "Follow me." They leave their old vocations and they join Jesus to go into the world and share the good news. Most of us do not completely leave our normal lives when we follow Jesus' call. Most of us follow God by staying in our own vocations as parents, grandparents, friends, volunteers, students, and whatever work we may do in the world to earn a living. So the change for us is an internal one, not as much an external one. When Jesus calls us, we probably will continue to do what we have been doing, but we ourselves are changed. We are different. And so our work in the world can begin to take on a particular flavor. More compassionate, more connected, more joyful. The church exists to form Christians and send them out into the world to be salt, light, and leaven, to use some images from Matthew's and Luke's Gospels. Salt, light, and leaven for the world. Remember, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." And then in the Gospel of Luke, he says, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." If you've ever made bread or watched someone make bread, you will know that it only takes a little bit of yeast to make the dough multiply, make the dough rise. So salt, light, and leaven in the world. The primary task of the church, then, is spiritual formation of its people. The Christian life is a way of life, a way of life that must be learned and shared and lived out, at least in part, in community. We're formed in many ways. We are formed by worshiping together week after week, by glorifying God, confessing our sins, praying for ourselves and others, receiving the bread and wine, hearing the word of God. We are formed by our community life, by working and playing together, by working through conflicts together. We are formed by service in our own families, in our daily lives, and in the world around us, in and through the church, as we reach out into the world. We are formed by spiritual practices that help us listen to God. Silence, Lectio Divina, biblical study, contemplative prayer, and reflection on our own lives, doing our own inner work. If you can remember back to a year ago, the beginning of 2014, our parish family had several significant challenges. The position of the Christian Education Director was vacant, and there was no money in the budget to fill it. Father Jeff got ill suddenly in February and was unable to return, so we were without an assistant priest for 9 months. We had our first J2A pilgrimage coming up, a project which required major fundraising, and we had no grant from the diocese for the summer camp that we wanted to repeat. You met these and other challenges with much grace, with God's help. The Education Commission, under the chairmanship of John Graposo and vestry liaison Pam Schultz, organized itself, recruited more parent volunteers, and kept all the children's programs, Sunday school classes, and special events going the entire year without the previous paid 10 hours a week staff position. Children's Chapel, under Norris Johnson's direction and with the help of many volunteers, continued and continues to offer an age-appropriate worship experience for our youngest members for the first half of the service. To help fill the gap of the assisting priest for 9 months, our lay Eucharistic visitors expanded their ministry dramatically in bringing the sacrament to homebound and hospital and rehab patients. Elisa, Deacon Elisa, our organist, preached on occasion to give me a break. The Reverend Mary Ann Dorner volunteered her services for some Saturday evening services. And both wardens, Nancy Weir and Manon Alowens, covered pastoral emergencies, phone calls, and other many, many, many assorted duties when I was away for vacation. Dee Dee Schatzberg, Glenn Schatzberg, and Bernice Hall deserve great thanks, along with the entire parish, for rising to the challenge of the fundraising for the J2A pilgrimage. Seven teenagers and three adults journeyed to Borderlands Retreat Center in the Black Hills of South Dakota for an amazing 8-day adventure. And much of the funding came from those of you who supported the fundraising activities. And for our School of Fine Arts summer camp, you turned out wonderful support by volunteering as shepherds, kitchen crew, outside activity leaders, or by donating materials or scholarships for the week-long day camp. We were able to give full scholarships for those children who needed them and charge a very small fee for those who could afford that. As I said, these are just a few of the things that are written in the annual report. 2014 was a very good year for St. Catharines. As we look forward together to the rest of 2015, we have many blessings to celebrate. As you know, Father Tracy Wilder joined us in November of 2014, and he and Susan will be back here the first week of February from their trip. We now have three youth groups, Right 13, which started the year with about 10 children, J2A, the old Right 13 group, plus a few more, and the old J2A group are now a group called YAC, Young Adults in the Church. Leadership continues to be strong in the vestry and the committees and the commissions. And we continue to be a place of nourishment, challenge, and hospitality. I continue to be blessed by being in ministry with all of you. May the Holy Spirit continue to inspire us all as we journey on together. Amen.